to the GovX Data Points podcast, where we discuss all things government and data. I'm your host, Sharon Paley, and this week I'm joined by a special co-host, Tiffany Davis, who is a senior advisor here at GovX. Tiffany's on the podcast this week as we talk to one of the cities that she has led work in, Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, Tiffany, can you give us a bit of background before we turn to the interview?
Sure, Sharon. I'm really excited to be sharing the work that the staff from the city of Grand Rapids has been doing over the past 6 months. Through What Worked Cities, GovX worked with Grand Rapids to increase racial equity by improving data management practices and bring data and evidence into the decision-making process, better connect with residents, and improve quality of life. We'll be hearing from Alex Melton, who is the Customer Service Community Liaison for Grand Rapids, and Zach Teal, the city's digital and data strategist. They are part of Grand Rapids 311 Customer Service Team, which is led by Becky Jo Glover.
Sounds really good. So let's go to the interview with Alex and Zach.
So hi, Zach. Can you provide an overview of Grand Rapids Equity Initiative and explain what was the motivating factor to improve racial equity in the city?
Sure. So in Mayor Rosalind Bliss's first State of the City speech, she really raised this issue and talked about Grand Rapids as being a tale of two cities. On the one hand, we were being consistently touted as one of the best places to open a business, one of the best places to raise a family, and one of the best like travel destinations in the country. But at the same time, our communities of color really were not sharing in that prosperity. And so she established an initiative called Racial Equity Here, which is part of a national network. And she really got together intentionally high-level staff members to start looking at how we make racial equity a priority here in Grand Rapids. And eventually that made its way into our commission meetings. The public really recognized this as an issue as well. And eventually it just worked through every level of our organization. And at this point, I would say nearly all of our departments are working toward the goal of racial equity in some way.
Well, that's really exciting. And we have been on the ground helping you out in this effort, Tiffany specifically. So what was the work with GovX like on the equity initiative?
Sure. So yeah, so like I mentioned, this had become a priority for us as an organization. But one thing that we really noticed was lacking was a measurable component of racial equity. And so GovX, really what they did was they helped us add a measurable component, looking at data and looking at different ways that we could benchmark where we are with racial equity and measure our progress as we move forward. One of the most valuable things that GovX did for us was they established weekly meetings and helped us to stay on track and think about this really on a regular basis. They also shared with us best practices, connected us with other cities and resources. They gave us a clear path to get started. And now we, thanks to the work that we've been able to do with the help of GovX, we have an inventory of over 100 data sets that are related to equity in our city. We've also established a governance committee. We've started writing a data policy. And we have established a public-facing open data portal. So I don't feel that while we might have intended to do this work without GovX's help, I don't think we would be where we are as quickly as we got here without their help.
So Grand Rapids created a housing equity dashboard that maps out areas of inequality in particular neighborhoods. Can you take us through that building process of creating that dashboard?
Absolutely. So Grand Rapids, like many mid and large size cities throughout the country is facing a housing shortage. And it's a problem that continues really to get worse for us. And so what Grand Rapids did was they started a Housing Now group. And this committee looked at different ways that we could improve housing affordability in Grand Rapids. And they made recommendations based on their research. Those recommendations were going before the city commission, but we wanted to make sure that we were transparent about those recommendations and the impact that they might have on low-income and communities of color throughout our city. So we took data sets from at least five sources and merged them all together into a housing dashboard. It was interactive, and residents, the city commission, staff, anyone could access this dashboard and take a look at the areas that would be affected by any ordinance or zoning changes. And they could see the demographics in those areas that would be affected. And so as a result of this, the commission actually tabled one of the recommendations because the community used this dashboard and showed up in large numbers to point to this evidence and say, hey, we really need to think about this before we move forward through a lens of racial equity.
So it's great that you guys had resident input and you had such a of people wanting to get involved with the dashboard rollout. Alex, how did you accomplish that? How did you get the community engaged and walk them through the introduction of this tool?
Yeah, so it first started back when we created the GR data portal that Zach had mentioned. So this is a site where we intentionally brought our data sets together because we have so much data that we wanted to make that publicly available. So we created that portal and added about two new data sets a month. And we first started with community engagement with a feedback form on that page. So users could submit their comments on what they'd like to see, what kind of data they would find useful. And we've gotten over 70 responses without any other communication about the project with the community during that time frame. And then a couple months after we created that, we had more data sets up, and we brought together some external stakeholders who we know regularly work with data in the community and who have been wanting something like this for quite a while. These were volunteer groups, research institutes from local universities, neighborhood associations, and our Friends of GR Parks organization. At the initial meeting, we started by providing them with the definition of equity that we've been living by, just to set the playing field. And that is racial equity is the condition that would be achieved if one's racial identity no longer predicted in a statistical sense how one fares. So we all had that to set the meeting. From there, we told them that we were bringing them together because we need their help to understand which data sets can really help to address equity-related issues in the community. We reviewed what open data is to, again, kind of set the level playing field to get a common understanding, and then we opened it up to get some broad questions about the kind of data sets that they need, how they could use it, what would be useful to them, the communities that they work with. And we were really kind of blown away by the responses because their priorities were different than what we had predicted. There wasn't as much of a priority for crime data, but they were really quite focused on economic impacts of new businesses and economic hardships related to water and trash payments. Many offered to do things that we hadn't even thought of, and they were all really supportive of the initiative. And as we wrapped up, we kind of framed this open data project as our collective ship, so the open data ship. And so we asked, what would cause our open data ship to sink? And what we heard loudest was that we'll sink if we don't have the resolve and patience throughout the project to see it through equitably, if we don't have authentic community engagement, and if we don't have internal and external buy-in. So we really agree with all of their reflections, and we've been able to use that for our community engagement following that. So So with the housing equity dashboard that Zach was mentioning, that was something that kind of happened organically. That was through a city commission night out where staff had presented that dashboard, and we organically saw residents seeing themselves and referencing themselves within the data, which was really cool to see.
Alex, have any specific factors catalyzed the change in the city around open data and racial equity?
Yeah. So we know and understand the importance of racial equity in this work at our core beliefs. So we believe that data will set you free, and that we have a responsibility to intentionally ensure that data will work towards solutions for those most in need and who city services and operations have historically undercut. The work around racial equity for this project was spurred by the Racial Equity Here initiative that Zach had mentioned earlier through the national GARE, the Government Alliance on Racial Equity. And so our REH team here launched an equity-focused budget project for every city department. The idea was for each department to identify a service, initiative, policy, or budget issue, and to assess factors related to a few different things, such as racial equity community outcomes, racial equity opportunity areas, service impacts, and unintended consequences. After these were submitted as part of the normal budget reporting process, the REH team would follow up with each department to just get a report back on their progress. So that is the first phase of that, that they were piloting that, and they'll be moving forward with that for the next budget process. And open data has really been a dream for quite a while, both within the city and from our external stakeholders. The work we've done with What Works Cities through GovX has really opened up our opportunity for us to start with this initial inventory of what data we have, put it under a racial equity microscope, and then bring it together intentionally with and for the community.
So what have been the results that you're seeing as a result of all this work you both have been describing, and just what kind of racial equity results are you seeing? Alex, I guess you can take that one too.
Yeah. So we found that this is really, you know, just the beginning. Racial equity is a huge priority, both for our organization and for the community at large. And we found that it's really working its way into our culture and through our initiatives, like that budget initiative I had talked about. Departments are really intentionally focusing on this now, grasping to it. And we found through our feedback from external stakeholders even more ways that the community wants and needs to use our data to ensure equity in the community. And so with that housing equity dashboard, and seeing that people are organically just seeing themselves within the data and able to use that as a tool to advocate for themselves in a, you know, city commission forum, we're really getting to our core objectives with the Racial Equity Here and the What Works Cities projects, as well as our other equity-focused initiatives.
And Zach, if you had one piece of advice for cities trying to change their culture to be more data oriented, what would it be?
Sure. So it's tough to pick one piece of advice. So I think I'm going to throw two out there. the first being, make sure you have the right core team. It's really important that you have the right messengers taking this out to departments. I think in city governments, and this is true of ours definitely, departments like to own their processes, and they see when other people maybe outside of their area come in. It's a sensitive thing, so you need to make sure you have the right people around the table who can help you explain that to those other departments. I also think it's really important to be relentless. That's the motto of our leader, Becky Jo Glover, who couldn't be here with us today, but having someone like a Becky Jo to really drive this forward and really just relentlessly push this as a priority is something that you really can't put a value on.
Thanks so much, Zach. We are really impressed by the work you all are doing in Grand Rapids. We really applaud it, and we hope that you guys will consider coming back and updating us on how this project is rolling out and the change that you're able to create in your city. I think it's going to be really instructive for many of our listeners. So please come back and keep us posted with what's new in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we would love to.
Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Alex and Zach for joining us today. If you want to learn more about culture change and what's going on in Grand Rapids, check out our show notes and other GovX resources on our website at govx.jhu.edu. You can learn more about the work we are doing by following us on Twitter and Instagram at gov_X.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Your support means a lot. And we look forward to you all joining us next time when we find out where the data points.